pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have, under preliminary matters, we have one issue under preliminary matters. Councilman Munda.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Yes, we have been dealing with an issue on Wildwood in regards to a log jam in the creek. I have reached out to multiple companies to get quotes, that being Davy Tree, Clover Green Lawn Services, and I also contacted J.F. Krantz and did not receive a phone call back. Davy Tree quoted us at $7,180, and Clover Green quoted us at $4,500. I would like to make a motion that we accept the quote from Clover Green Lawn Services to clear the tree block at the bottom of Wildwood Drive.
I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Item number two is regular business. We have correction and adoption of minutes from February 17, 2016.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I've had the opportunity to review the February 17, 2016 minutes. They require no additions, changes, or deletions. I move they be adopted.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
No.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number two is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Yes, at this time.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the total fund bills totaling $51,013.55.
A second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three is correspondence. We have no correspondence tonight. Item number four, under new business, request from the floor for 3 minutes. Please come up to the mic, state your name and address.
I am here to protest the town clerk not being awarded the vital statistics registrar. My husband's death certificate is in those confidential records. And I have a feeling that in the state of New York, there's not one registrar of vital statistics that is not a town clerk. I think the town clerk should have this. Now, Adolph Gasper had it, Dwight Stutzman had it, Herb Klein had it, I had it, and Jennifer had it. Now, all of a sudden, somebody that probably has no idea how confidential they are has it, and I object to this. I recommend that this appointment be rescinded and that Jennifer be called the registrar of vital statistics, which is what she should be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Carr.
Thank you, Joyce.
Cynthia Williams, Leafwood Road. Marty, when were the doors in the town hall rekeyed?
Mrs. Williams, it's not a question and answer period, but I'd be more than happy to pull exactly when we paid it, when the gentleman came in. I'd be more than happy to pull all that information for you.
Can you give me a rough estimate, like in the past month?
I'm sure it was within the past
month. Okay. Has there ever been a theft in this town hall, a major theft in this town hall?
I honestly can't answer that. I've been here 6 years.
Okay, this town during your 6 year reign, has there been?
Mrs. Williams, I'll have to look into that for you.
Third thing,
why are you going to a fob system? You put cameras in most of the rooms so that if somebody wants to steal something, they're going to be on film. A fob system is going to cost us a bundle of money. Why are you bidding out additional locks when you just had the locks changed on the doors? Hopefully, nobody is letting people in their office. Just thought I'd wave to the camera.
I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're not letting people in your office without one of you being in that office. And when you're not there, the cameras should be on. Why are you spending my money to put in a fob system? And I realize it's down the line, but we can't talk that late in the program.
It's just another security step that this board, all of them up here, have been researching with me and think it's a good system to go to. It makes for accountability in and out of the building. It tells you time people are in and out of this building. That's not where we have clubs that use this building, as in snowmobile clubs and other clubs downstairs. We can program a key for certain times that they can come in and out of this building. We just thought that coming into the 21st century and looking at other towns, they all have fob systems. You can go to the town of Hamburg, town of Elma, town of Orchard Park, pick a town, they all have them.
My mother used to tell me, if your friend jumps off a bridge, this is the way I feel about this, and it's going to cost me and my fellow taxpayers a bundle of money. I think we need to have this voted on by us, or at least once these bids come in and we see exactly how much it's going to cost us, I think it might be a good idea to at least poll the people in this town. Thank you.
Well, I will take that into mind of polling, you know, the 8,300 people within the town. I have no problems asking people what their opinion is on it, but it comes down to security. We have dealt with Pesh coming in here and telling us that we didn't have enough security. So it's just another step in it.
We've dealt with the town board.
So.
Doing.
I will take that in consideration. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You said we dealt with somebody coming in and I didn't hear.
Oh, Pesh comes in from the state.
Okay. Thank you. I just didn't hear.
All right. I make a motion to close the floor.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballo?
Yes.
Councilman Bordway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Carried.
Item number 2 under new business. Is Resolution 2016-14 Annual Audit. It's Resolution 2016-04 Annual Audit at a regular meeting of the Boston Town Board, Erie County, New York, held at the Boston Town Hall, 8500 Boston State Road, New York, on the second day of March 2016 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Prevailing Time. There were present Supervisor Martin Ballo, Councilman Jeffrey A. Gensel, Councilman J.P. Bordway, Councilman Jason A. Keating, and Councilman Zachary A. W. Munger. Supervisor Ballard presented the following resolution and moved its adoption. Whereas the town board of the town of Boston have completed their audit of our 2015 financial statements for the departments of town clerk, town tax collection, town justice, bookkeeper, recreation, and dog control, and where, according to section 2019-A of the Uniform Justice Court Act, requires that the town justice annually provides their court records and dockets to their respective town audit board, and that such recordings then be examined or audited, and that fact be entered into the minutes of the board and proceedings. Therefore, be it resolved that the required audit was conducted and approved for the Town of Boston Department of Clerk, Tax Collection, Town Justice, Bookkeeper, Recreation, and Dog Control for the year ending December 31st, 2015. And a copy of the audit along with this board resolution will be sent to the New York State Office of Court Administrations. I make a motion to accept the town audit for Resolution 2016-4.
I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three is Resolution 2016-15, Town of Boston Service Award Program. Councilman Genzel.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. What we have here tonight, folks, is a resolution to move the firemen's pension program, defined benefit program, over to a new wealth management company. We've worked numerous hours with the fire company presidents, the town attorney, the town board, and our new wealth management company to make a difference in how this money is being invested. So bear with me here. I'm going to read through this resolution. Resolution 2016-15. This is a resolution to engage the services of Landmark Wealth Management. So at the regular meeting of the town board of the town of Boston, Erie County, New York, held at the Boston Town Hall, 8500 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, on the second day of March 2016 at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, there was present Supervisor Martin Ballow, Councilman J.P. Boardway, myself, Councilman Jason Keating, Councilman Zach Munger. I present the following resolution and move for its adoption. Whereas the Town of Boston, the plan sponsor for the Town of Boston Service Award Program, which is called the plan, for the benefit of the volunteers of the Boston's three fire companies, and whereas the plan sponsor, at the request of the Boston Fire Companies, wishes to change the investment management agreement dated June 28, 2012 from Kirby & Associates Incorporated to a new agreement with Landmark Wealth Management for the investment management, and whereas the Town of Boston supports the Boston Volunteer Fire Companies in request for a change in the custodian of the investment management contract, and now therefore be it resolved that the Town of Boston, which is the plan sponsor, accepts the recommendation of the three volunteer fire companies, Patchen, Boston, and North Boston, and terminates the investment management contract with Kirby & Associates Incorporated, and the town supervisor shall provide such notice to Kirby & Associates Incorporated upon signing of this contract, and that the town supervisor, Martin A. Ballow, on behalf of the town of Boston, the plan sponsor, is hereby directed to engage the services of a new advisor, Landmark Wealth Management, for the Town of Boston Service Award Program for the Volunteer Firefighters plan is empowered to sign and act on behalf of the plan sponsor and retain the services of Landmark Wealth Management. That such engagement shall become effective on written notification to Kirby & Associates Incorporated that their contract for services is terminated. So this is a motion to approve this resolution. And I move for its adoption. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes, sir.
On the second whereas, I'm sorry, on the third whereas, we had taken out custodian, so it's just investment.
Thank you, Mr. Kobioka. I shall repeat that, removing one word. Whereas the Town of Boston supports the Boston Volunteer Fire Companies in their request for a change in the investment management contract.
Thank you.
And then seconded as amended.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number four, under new business, a request for a reappointment to Zoning Board of Appeals. Councilman Munger.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Yes, the town board has received a letter from Mr. Tracy Hirsch. It says, it's been a pleasure serving the town board, Zoning Board of Appeals for many years. My term expires April 1st of 16. It would be my pleasure to continue with the ZBA. Thank you for your consideration. I would like to make a motion that we accept or reappoint Tracy Hirsch to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
I'll second that.
And his new term will expire April 1st, 2021. Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number five is 2015 Sponsor Approval Service Award Program. I'm going to break this up into two. Councilman Keating?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2015 sponsor approval for the Boston Emergency Squad.
I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Also on here, we have Boston Volunteer Fire Companies, Boston Volunteer Fire Company, and Patchen Volunteer Fire Company. Councilman Genzel.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. After careful review of the points submitted by the Boston Fire Company, I did review those, and they seem to be all in order. So at this time, I make a motion to approve the service award program points for posting for the Boston Volunteer Fire Company.
And I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you, Supervisor. Again, I reviewed the service awards points for the Patchen Fire Company. They seem to all be in order. And I make a motion to approve the service award program points for posting for the Patchen Volunteer Fire Company.
And I will second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Carried.
Now, folks, it's not that we're leaving the fire company out. The North Boston Fire Company turned in their points yesterday afternoon. So we do have an opportunity at the next town board meeting to approve their points. I just didn't receive them to review, and I want to make sure they're all in order before we approve them. That's our job. So they have to be done before March 31st, so then the firemen can post them for 30 days so their members can all see them and make sure they're correct. So we're not forgetting about North Boston. We'll take care of them next meeting. Thank you.
Item number six under new business is the annual refuse license. Councilman Keating.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have a copy of the application for the license to collect and dispose of municipal solid waste and recycled materials for the town of Boston. And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
And these are specifically for modern disposal services and waste management.
Yes, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Thanks.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Carried.
Item number six, I make a motion to table the FOB system. We had some questions about some of the stuff on the bid still to clear up, so I make a motion to table that.
Second.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Boardway? Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Carried.
We have nothing under old business for the night. Under reports and presentations, town clerk?
I have nothing, thank you.
Town attorney?
Yeah.
Councilman Munger?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. It was my pleasure to attend the Historical Society's potluck dinner last night. Unfortunately, I had a cranky baby, so I had to leave early before the presentation. But I can say that the food was delicious, and there's a few recipes that I'd like to get. And there was a lot of fellowship that was missed by anybody who did not come out. So please keep that in mind when next year's potluck comes around. Definitely suggest that you join us.
And you missed by getting part of the claims, too.
I could have had a piece of plane?
Yeah.
Aww. Apparently, I missed getting a piece of a plane crashed in Boston. That is all.
Councilman Gendrell.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Underneath your liaison, your engineering liaison here, we do have the final plans now for the curbing for the town hall. We will be going to bid in the near future on that project. I am meeting with the Department of Transportation and our town engineer for a location for a new sign. We had thought about moving the current sign 17 feet into the adjoiner's property, so it's on private land. But as we stood back and looked at that, we thought, you know what, there's a better spot for this sign. So we're going to look around within the right-of-way at the 219 entrance for a good spot for this sign that's really going to pop when it gets put in. So I'll be meeting with them in the near future. The turnaround on the infamous, I keep forgetting your road name.
Chestnut Lane.
Chestnut Lane. I think I remember that. It haunts me at night. And the turnaround is staked. We do have some issues with the ownership on the extension of the road, which is unimproved. We do have a petition for abandonment in. Our town attorney is going to do some research on this to see what the legalities is of the abandonment and also the rights of everybody to that road. As your fire company service award liaison, as you had just heard, we transferred over to Landmark Wealth Investment Managers. We have two of the gentlemen right here that have worked with us over the last couple months, I would say, along with the presidents of the fire company, our town attorney, the supervisor. Took us a while to get all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, but I'm glad to say when we laid everything out, we were paying costs for management for the fund at 2.41%. We have lowered that from firemen to 1.95%. So we're under 2% for our investment costs. These gentlemen, I think, will do an excellent job. The firemen brought them to us. This is who they prefer to handle their investments. I will, per the contract with the firemen, I meet quarterly with the representative and also land management so that we can look at their earnings once a quarter and make decisions on any changes that need to be made to make sure we're making money and these gentlemen are taken care of for their years of service. So when the dust settles from this, I'll schedule a meeting with the firemen and give you a report on our first quarter's meetings. The fire companies are in the middle of getting their physicals. There's a yearly physical required for each fireman to pass so that they're able to respond to our calls. So it takes a lot of time out of their free time. So if you see a fireman, thank them. Under the grant liaison, which is a new liaison position we established this year to work with Connie Miner. I had spoken to Connie and have been emailing back and forth. We're finishing up the grant for the New York State Archives grant. This application is due on or about the 15th of March. Now what this grant is, folks, is a grant for reboxing and labeling according to the MU-1 retention and deposit schedule. And what this does is dictates the minimum length of time that officials must retain records before they're disposed of. For instance, the dog enumerations, the dog catcher goes around counts dogs, his records have to be kept for 6 years. So this is a amount of data that we have to keep. We have to know where to access it. So Connie and I have been working on this, and it's about a $40,000 grant, significant amount of money. There's a couple other things we're going to be doing with that grant, and that's doing some remodeling to the downstairs vault. We're going to put a new ceiling in. We're going to put some lighting in. New lighting. So the aisles are lit because there's going to be mobile shelving. So that room's going to get redone here once and for all, finally, and get that that work finished. Now, we're hoping to get the grant this year, so keep your fingers crossed. We're also working with Connie in the North Boston Town Park bathroom grant. This is being administered by DASNY, which is the Dormitory Authority of New York State. Remember, this is Senator Galvin's grant to the town for a new bathroom facility at the North Boston Park. Now, this grant, the money's there. It's just a matter of going through quite a bit of reviews. The review process for this DAS, and he goes on and on and on. Connie has said we can start the project without the grant, but you'll be putting the town at risk. Possibly something falls apart. So, you know, she's keeping me in touch on when this is going to be approved, and when it is, we'll pull the trigger to build those bathrooms, so that we're not shelling out, you know, 30 grand to do the work, and then something falls apart. But she guaranteed, Senator Galvin guarantees the money's there, it's just jumping through a lot of hoops. We also have $179,000 in FEMA money from the November storm. That just finally came through. There's a bunch of roads that need to be repaired within the town because of that winter weather. Now, of course, there's certain criteria that it comes with FEMA money. You have to dig out the road, and you have to replace it, and you have to take GPS coordinates so they can come back and make sure it got done at some point in time. You've all heard about FEMA scams in the past. So we want to make sure that we're doing this appropriately, and we're bidding it out and getting all the contractors to bid the same thing. So that's coming up this summer, too. Couple announcements here, folks. Thursday, March 10th, we're having a town anniversary. We have a committee set up for the town's anniversary. It is going to be held in the planning board room at 5 o'clock. We have a handful of some good volunteers so far for this committee. Myself, the supervisor, have volunteered to take part in this. We've got some really good ideas, and I think we're going to have, you know, a great turnout for this event. So stay tuned for more information on the anniversary party plans. That means at 5 o'clock at Planning Board. Anybody wants to volunteer, wants to stop in and see what it's all about, see what we're up to, you're more than welcome. The more, the better. Last meeting, I had a question from a resident concerning a transfer of appropriations last meeting. The transfer was for 2015, and what typically gets done is we wait for a bunch of invoices to come in from 2015, so they can come in all the way up to March. So we transfer the funds to pay those invoices for 2015, and that's what that was all about. They were concerned with why you would be transferring funds so early in the year. Well, it was for last year, and it said on the top of your transfer appropriations for year 2015. So I just want to clarify that to the resident that brought that to my attention. Also, the Zoning Board of Appeals is looking for one regular member and two alternative members, as are all our boards are looking for members. If anybody would like to volunteer, we sure would like to have anybody. Please send a letter of interest to the clerk's office. And I think that's it for this evening, Mr. Supervisor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Borden.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. First and foremost, I want to certainly congratulate Councilman Genzel for all the hard work, kind of right-sizing the firemen's LSOP plan. That we have these new advisors, the gentlemen are with us in the room today. There's been about 6 months worth of work researching this, doing our due diligence as the five trustees of this plan. It's a $3+ million plan. This is the plan that actually goes towards providing length of service awards for the volunteer firefighters in the town. Please don't think the ambulance service is left out. They just have a slightly different plan. They also have one in place. These are completely funded by the town. But again, Councilman Genzel put countless hours into this, and we're very, very excited with the new management plan and the gentlemen that are here tonight. This is all going to take place in the next 30 days now. They'll be taking over, they'll be getting all of our information, and then we'll sit down with them and kind of see exactly where we are, and we're looking forward to their recommendations. A couple other things real quick. Friday night, RecFit, and talked to Tony Zeniak, who's our recreation director for the town. Tony basically is an invisible, hardworking person who works basically all year round. Tony's currently right now doing the Friday Night Rec. That's up in Boston Valley. That's a benefit for our kids. That program is essentially covered where there's really no cost to the students that go there other than a snack. The Tuesday Night Concert Series that is coming up for this summer, all the bands have already been booked. It is my understanding, again, that that grant will come through to offset the cost of the bands that play on the Tuesday night concert series, and then beyond that, we seek out donations from businesses in town. So that Tuesday night concert series in the town, in the last at least 6 years that I've been here, has never cost the taxpayers one single dollar. We're hoping, of course, that is a program that's maintained throughout this particular summer. And Summer Rec is just starting to gear up. Summer Rec doesn't start until school gets out, but Tony's already working on this whole, getting the schedules together, getting the programming lined up for delighting teachers, making sure that our staff is coming back, which ones are coming back. We have a lot of college kids that we like to bring back in the summertime because they've been there. They're actually leaders for the younger children that come in as junior staff members, and we just continue up that way. We've had some kids that have been with us for, I think, 10 years that have worked their way all the way up. Interestingly enough, that kind of leads into something else, is anybody that's seen recently, probably one of my favorite restaurants, Medici House in East Aurora, abruptly closed Saturday night, squarely based solely on our governor's decision that the minimum wage had to go up for service workers, tipped service workers. Went from $5 an hour to $7.50 an hour, went up 50%. Now add on to that, as a business owner, I know this, there's another 7.5%, 8.5% on top of that you get charged that goes along with every penny that the state has to grab out of your pocket. This is an unfunded mandate. He couldn't afford to keep two restaurants open anymore because of that minimum wage increase. And that was just for the service workers. Now he wants to jam a $15 minimum wage down our throats. That will cost every single person sitting in this room money. That's not free money when people get paid $15 an hour. Every single thing you pay for is going to go up. The reason that's interesting is because we are going to have to pay 15-year-old kids $15 an hour.
I think that's the greatest appropriate thing to say. Excuse me.
You should run for office. Oh, I'm sorry. You did, didn't you?
No, but excuse me. Okay.
Sit down.
I know for a fact that that's not the only issue he had.
All right, we can discuss it. We can discuss it after. Finish it, please. Finish it. Finish doing what you're doing,
Counselor. You don't have to say $15
an hour. Okay, stop.
You don't have to say that. It's inappropriate.
And that's noted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, I'll be done. Okay. We're going to continue to put up with nonsense like this. It's a circus.
Councilman Keating.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I don't have really much to report tonight other than the Conservation Advisory Council will not be holding their meeting in March. Actually, the chairman is actually expecting another child, and so him and his wife are not able, will be, of course, in the hospital, and they have their next meeting scheduled for Wednesday, April 13th at 7 o'clock. So if anybody is interested in the Conservation Advisory Council, I know I carry that torch. I was the past chairman for that group. But if you like fishing, hunting, the outdoors, contributing to the community, we always put on the fishing derby for our town. If you're interested in that type of environment and you're looking for something to contribute back to our community, we'd certainly welcome you to our group. And that is all I have tonight, Mr. Supervisor.
Thank you. Under the supervisors' report, have the monthly supervisors' financial report dated February 22nd, 2016. Also received a nice letter from Meals on Wheels for Western New York dated February 25th, 2016, addressed to myself and the town board. And she states, as you know, Meals on Wheels of Western New York serves the homebound, elderly, and disabled in Boston each day, providing them with two nourishing meals and a few minutes of crucial companionship. In fact, this year we provided a hot lunch and cold supper each day for approximately 14 individuals in Boston. We could not continue to do this without assistance from many different supporters in the community, including the town of Boston. Thank you very much for the town for the $1,000 contribution toward the cost of the meals for 2016. This year we will produce more than 900,000 meals for our homebound clients throughout Western New York and another 250,000 for seniors who are mobile and healthy enough to get to a center for lunch. This would not be possible without your help. And she just wanted to say thank you for the town board. We are seeking people for Meals on Wheels. We often don't have enough, and sometimes the secretaries in the building here have to go out and deliver them during the time. So it's an important thing for the seniors and homebound who get this to make sure they get their meals, and especially on bad days and so forth. Although we provide lunches down here, we could always like to see more people come for the seniors' lunch. It's only, I think it's up to $3 right now. It's actually a dinner. It's such a nice meal for these people to come down here once a day and receive that. Other than that, I'd like to thank the people who come to the bicentennial. Kathy was there. I think we had a nice start to the meeting of where we're going to go with the bicentennial for the town of Boston. Councilman Genzel will be at this Thursday's meeting. I think we have some great ideas what we're going to do here and how we're going to kick off the bicentennial for the town of Boston. But we're looking for volunteers and sponsors for that. Anybody who wants to come and volunteer or be a sponsor for it, we definitely appreciate it. So I'm, with that being said, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Right.